Hello, welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today's podcast episode number 337. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Mondays with Melo. Today we're delving into Don't Lose the Kid in You. Yeah, something different. Something, you know, that I've been thinking about. And I definitely want to delve into this a lot more today. So, let's get into this. Now, remember when you were a kid and you had so many fun moments? Like, you didn't have a care in the world. Things were easy for the most part, you know, for those who had pretty good childhoods. Well, you got to hang out with your friends, be goofy, do silly things, get in trouble sometimes, and hope your parents don't find out. Yeah, those were the good days. But somehow, when we became adults, we lose the kid in us. The cartoons we love to watch, the video games we used to play, the toys we used to have and play with all the time. Somehow we've lost the kid in us and we've stopped being silly, goofy, and fun. Everything is so serious and somehow the world just drained the energy out of us. We're all in survival mode and the cost of living is ridiculously high. We're spending astronomical amounts of money on food, car payments, gas, and a myriad of other things. We have no time to enjoy ourselves, let loose, and be who we truly are. What has happened to us? Life. How do we get it back? By not letting ourselves lose the kid in us. By going back to our childhoods and doing the things that we used to do sometimes. Bike riding, rollerblading, swimming, being in the outdoors and nature. You know, just the simpler things in life that brought us joy daily. And it's what we need to get back to. We spend more time worrying about what's next instead of being in the moment. We don't know how long we have, so we really need to do our best to find the time to just be a kid for a little while. And for me, I've been, you know, diligently working on so many different projects and engulfing my time in so many things for the past few years that I would say within the last year of me, you know, living where I am living now, I've really taken the time to, you know, enjoy myself a lot more. You know, go to sports games, go to, you know, different events, you know, in my city and hang out with friends and do game nights and, you know, get away from the constant grind of me writing and creating and, you know, doing this podcast, all this stuff. And this is great for me. I love all of the things that I do. It's just I have entrenched myself in just work all the time and not taking the time to enjoy things that I really do in my life. I used to have a Nintendo Wii like years ago, and then I traded it and got rid of it, whatever. And I started to miss the nostalgia of having a Nintendo Wii and playing Mario Kart and playing Mario Super Sluggers and Mario Strikers Charged and playing Wii Sports. And I just took out some money and, you know, went and found a website where they sell all the gaming systems. And I bought a Nintendo Wii and I bought the controllers and, you know, got the system and connected it to my TV. And before you know it, I was experiencing, you know, my younger days of, you know, having a Nintendo Wii in my 20s and really enjoying, you know, playing video games and doing that, right? When I was a kid, I used to bike ride a lot. And for me, on Fridays, I get to, you know, go bike riding for a little bit. I get to go play basketball and I get to really get away from the same grind of life. And when I'm on a basketball court, nothing matters. It's just me listening to my music. I don't think about anything. It's just me, the basketball, and the basket. And that's the kid part of me. You know, and I still, you know, like to have fun and be goofy. And, you know, certain friends I can do that with. And I'm thankful that I'm able to do that on a regular basis. So when I talk about not losing the kid in you, like, really, you shouldn't. So when you hear of people being gamers, it's really an escape from life. you know, to have fun and, you know, to just do certain things. And, you know, a lot of people have made a career out of being a gamer, and that's really a beautiful thing. You know, when this whole video game, you know, stuff started with like Atari, like in the late 80s into the 90s, no one thought that video games would become so technologically advanced as the way it is now. And here we are, right? So think about what you loved to do when you were a kid, whether it was jump rope or to skip it, or, you know, playing hide and seek or playing sports or whatever it is. Let's make sure that, you know, we're actually taking the time to know, you know, do those things, right? So call your friends, you know, have a game night with food and snacks and, you know, spend a few hours together, right? If you have kids, have a play date with, you know, with your, you know, with other parents who have kids, you know, while you play board games with your friends, right? Go on a fun adventure of, you know, paintball or bowling or something to pretty much break the monotony and routine of your life, right? Every time I fly back home to New York, I'm either playing pool with my friends, going bowling, or both, right? Because those are things that we did when we were younger. And some things never change, you know, even after my friends have had kids and, you know, they're settled into relationships and have homes and all that stuff, right? Doesn't matter, right? We make sure that we make time, you know, for guys' night out, and we, you know, go have fun and we go out to eat and we do all the things that we love to do. And for me, I always say it's time to break out of the rinse, wash, and repeat hamster wheel cycle of life. Because in all honesty, it's not really what life is, and it's not what life is supposed to be. We're not supposed to be working all the time and constantly, you know, having our head on a swivel and constantly like thinking about all of these things that are going on in our lives, right? So with so much negativity that's going on around us, we need to figure out, like, all right, how do we break away from all this negativity, all this bad news, all these things going on in other countries and things like that? So it's not that a lot of us don't care about what's going on in the world. It's a lot of us are trying to maintain our own lives and make sure that our mental health is good, and, you know, our physical well-being is good, our spiritual well-being is good, our emotional well-being is good. You know, those things truly matter. And I want us to get back to, you know, being what we used to be when we were kids and thinking about all the fun moments that we did have as kids. You know, I think about all of the things that I used to do, you know, with my homie Mark, and how we used to play video games for hours. Like, we used to play Madden on Super Nintendo. We used to play Sega Genesis and play Sonic. And, you know, our parents would have to force us to, you know, come downstairs and eat dinner and take showers and all that stuff. So, you know, I think about that and how we used to, you know, play basketball all the time in the backyard, or we'd bring the hoop out to the front of the street and, you know, play basketball with him and his cousins. I'm playing football on the street, how I used to be at my grandparents' house every summer and bike riding all over Flushing, and, you know, going to Blockbuster Video and running video games for the weekend as my Super Nintendo was at my grandfather's house. Then my mom buying me Nintendo 64, and how I used to play Mario Kart and GoldenEye. I still talk about GoldenEye with a lot of my friends to this day, how that was like literally one of the best video games, you know, that ever came out. Playing Max Payne on PlayStation, you know, playing the NBA 2K series on Dreamcast, and how, you know, you were able to, you know, really burn a game and have it and be able to play on your Dreamcast. So these are all the things, right, that you see how I'm thinking about everything, the nostalgia of my childhood, you know, and then meeting my best friends that I still are friends with to this day. I'm still friends with my boy Mark. I've known him since I was 8 years old. I'm 41 now, right? We're a day apart as far as our birthdays. My best friends, John, Anthony, and Brian, they're all brothers. And, you know, we literally grew up together, you know. And my best friends, John and Anthony, shout out to them. You know, they have kids. And we still spend time and hang out, you know, whenever, you know, I'm home. So, you know, let's remember what our childhood was, but let's try to relive it a little bit every once in a while you know, to remind us that, you know, yeah, the world is kind of crazy right now. The world's a cold place and we're going through a lot of things, but let's just try to, you know, have, you know, be an even Steven and, you know, make sure that, you know, we, you know, have fun a little bit, right? So hopefully, you know, this podcast today is a little motivational to get you to think about what your childhood was, and let's try to, you know, get back to those things and try to, you know, have fun and make things special and, you know, be who we really are, not, you know, uptight and constantly, you know, thinking about things. So just want to take time to thank you for listening to this podcast. Want you guys to have a great week. Remember the website, theaquarianmindpodcast.com. Have a good week. Be good and go accomplish your goals.